live from the Quad Cities with Morgan Otier and Kyle Keel. This is Quad Cities Live.
On this rainy April day, we have our sights set on summer. We're getting a preview this afternoon of the annual Rhubarb Fest in Aledo, Illinois, including a major announcement about the rhubarb cook-off and trading in their spreadsheets for microphones. Common Court is here to tell us about the upcoming Battle of the Bosses, plus a huge celebration of Mexican culture in downtown East Moline. You're not going to want to miss the Cinco de Mayo Taco and Margarita Fest. We have the details. You are watching Quad Cities Live on this Friday, April 26th. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Morgan Otier. Now, Kyle is in Burlington for our Hello Burlington live broadcast happening tonight at 5 and 6 p.m., but we've got you covered here on QCL with a preview of some fun upcoming local events. Natasha Sotos is with Friends of Vanderveer, and she is joining me now. Natasha, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Of course, thank you for being here. We love when you come on and talk about this because the annual Friends of Vanderveer plant sale, it's actually going on right now.
It's going on right now. I just left to come up here and see you real quick.
Yes, we do appreciate your time because this is such a big deal, such a big event. And you were just telling me before we started that you guys started the plant sale at 1 p.m. So
right.
1 this afternoon, there was already a line outside.
There was. There was a line for just about an hour. And even in the rain, everybody was eager to get their plants. So,
oh my goodness. Yeah. So that is why we're talking about it today. Why was there a line outside? Well, it's because you guys have so many beautiful, unique plants
They are amazing plants. And the line has subdued, so people can
now
actually come in and
yeah.
get in now. But yeah, we just have such a unique variety of plants. A lot of these plants are propagated from Vanderveer's plant collection. Yeah. So these are things that will work well in your yard, in your garden, inside and outside, but also kind of a piece of Vanderveer with you.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it really special. If you've ever been to the conservatory, which we're seeing kind of images of people at previous plant sales right now, walking around, checking everything out. I've had photos taken, like family photos with my daughter taken inside the conservatory, because it is just such an incredible feeling being surrounded by all these beautiful and unique plants. So Natasha, talk to us first about Friends of Vanderveer, the organization and kind of the mission behind what you guys do.
Sure. Well, our mission is just to make sure that that park looks beautiful and help support the city and anything that they need. So we purchase all the plants that you see. People love the bulbs right now, all the tulips and the daffodils that are out. Those were purchased by the Friends group. So we do education programs and we do funding for flowers, horticulture displays, but we're really just at the service of the city. The Davenport Parks and Rec staff does such a beautiful job implementing and creating and building a masterpiece.
Vanderveer is such a special place. We're so lucky that we have it, that we can take our children there, that we can walk around, have so many special moments there. How many proposals, how many weddings, things like that have we seen happen at Vanderveer? And you guys really have such a huge part in making that such a beautiful and special place. So you brought a sample of some of the things that we're
going to
find.
I did, because this plant...
A very large, beautiful sample.
It's beautiful, and this plant sale, the money from this plant sale goes straight to Vanderveer.
Perfect.
And funds all those beautiful things that make your family pictures look so good.
Yes.
So, so we have things that will work in the sun and in the shade. We have mostly annuals, a few perennials. The hanging baskets, I brought those because they're so lovely.
Yes, the hanging baskets are gorgeous. There is one, Owen, to my right. So tell us what this is.
This is a fuchsia. That's a fuchsia basket. And those, again, those are taken from cuttings of our big fuchsia plants in the conservatory. So sometimes you see these wonderful things in the conservatory
Look
you love.
At that.
And we just took a cutting and made you your own so you can take it home.
It's beautiful.
It's really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
so
one of my favorites.
This is the one on screen right now. It's incredible.
Sometimes they call them little dancing ballerinas because you can see their little
like
legs.
Little and they look like little ballet shoes at the end. So that is super cool. So these are, all you really have to know. Do you need to know a lot about plants? Because I told you, I don't know a ton about plants, but I think really the most helpful thing when you show up is where do you want your plant?
Yeah, and I think that's another thing that makes our sale unique. We have volunteers who are the plant guides that know plants. They are highly, expert, expert gardeners, and so they're the ones that help you pick them out. So if you just come in and know, I have a shady area or a sunny area, they're doing more than just checking people out. You know, doing cash register, we have people that are actually guiding,
that's helpful,
helping people get what they need. And they've helped me a lot over the years, you know, to go from amateur to
it really does help. Yeah, nothing to be ashamed or embarrassed about. Just go and see what you like and ask about it and just kind of know where you want it to go. So talk about maybe just a couple of the really unique plants that you've
got today. I mean, I like the succulents. They're kind of down in front of you, Morgan, way down there. Yeah,
these
I like
here.
The succulents. Those are really in right now. And, you know, Vanderveer has a cactus collection.
Ooh.
And some of them are almost 100 years old. I mean, we have really old cactus plants. So those are taken all from cactus at Vanderveer. So I think that's pretty cool. I really like that a lot. We also have a few plants that honor some of our longtime volunteers, like this one honors our volunteer Carolyn Hamilton, who was really involved in the community, and that's from her personal garden. And so we take cuttings of it. So we have that from a few of our volunteers. So you see Carolyn's or Ruth's or Dieta's plant, Dieta Montgomery.
That.
Yeah, so that's something that makes our plants
it makes
so
it extra
too.
Special.
Yeah.
And I love this one right next to
yes.
it. I've been staring at that. You can ask our producer Beth. This one is so cool because it's got all this texture to it.
It is, and this we don't always have this one. You know, sometimes it, I'm seeing, they call it the friendship plant, but sometimes
I
it
like
takes
that.
A little bit longer for them to propagate and get a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's unique this year. We don't always have that one.
Well, this is gonna be a popular event, and I would just say, you know, there's gonna be a lot of people there, but it's such a friendly, welcoming environment. Like you said, there's the experts there that can help you, but just make sure that you get there and check everything out, because really this is a sought after annual event.
It is, and ask questions,
yeah.
and you know, we have a good system in place. People come out with everything they need to make their yards look beautiful.
We just love it. Well, the Friends of Vanderveer public plant sale is today until 6, Saturday from 10 until 3, and Sunday from 10 until 2. For more information, you can call the number on your screen, but again, there will be plenty of people on hand to help answer your questions at the sale specifically. Natasha, as always, thank you for being here today and for all you do for the organization.
Thank you very much.
Well, up next on Quad Cities Live, we are looking ahead to the annual Rhubarb Fest in Alito, Illinois. We're headed to the kitchen for a preview of some of the rhubarb-inspired treats we'll find at the event.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Mark your calendars for one of the most popular local traditions in the QCA. We are talking about the Alito Rhubarb Fest, and it is coming up on June 7th and June 8th. Before you know it, it'll be here. Chef Steph Godke is one of the judges, and she is joining us in the kitchen this afternoon.
I am.
Thank you.
We're so excited about it because right now rhubarb is ready to cut. I mean, pull it now.
Okay.
And get ahead of it. If you pull it now and get ready with your recipes for the cook-off, you'll have more. It'll come back.
That's
more.
Good to know, especially for the folks, which we'll get to, because you guys hand out all these rhubarb seeds every year at this event.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of people who planted rhubarb for the very first time. So that's good information.
Right. And the other information that's important is the leaves are toxic.
Okay. So the leaves, so she brought all this rhubarb for us today.
And
so this is the part that we're cooking with.
Right. That's the edible part. And you want to even leave the leaves outside so nobody gets confused and makes a salad.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want anyone dying from a salad.
That would be no good. No good.
So anyway, we want to get rid of the leaves, bring the stalks in, slice them up, and then there's a gazillion things you can do.
Yes, which we are going to learn about today, actually throughout the hour, because you're going to be joining us again in our next half hour. Rhubarb Fest, it's celebrating 32 years there in Alito, which is incredible. Alito is what, made up of...
like
3,000.
Yeah, it's a small town, but it's a very, it's the county seat of Mercer County. It's quick to get to. You just come south of the Quad Cities, north of.
It's beautiful.
If you're in Galesburg, come north. Anyway, it is a beautiful town, but this long time ago, 30 some years ago, mm-hmm. Darlene Johnson thought, how can we get people to come in and experience Alito? Almost every old house has rhubarb plants.
Yeah.
And I used to live there. I now live on a farm over by Bishop Hill. But I used to live there, and suddenly the town is full of people.
Yeah, look at that.
I mean, it's huge.
Thousands and thousands of people. Like, I think you guys triple in population. Or,
right,
you know,
triple at least. And it's wonderful fun. It's very family friendly.
Yes.
It's free.
Yes.
So there's no, like...
That's huge.
Yeah, you park, and they even have shuttles to bring you into town. And the shuttle people are very accommodating. They'll take you to your car. They'll take you wherever you want to go.
So
we have so much fun.
For people who are visiting, who have never been to Rhubarb Fest before, or people who are maybe unfamiliar, you go there,
you can purchase rhubarb pies. You can purchase all sorts of rhubarb products, but rhubarb pies are really it. And
that's it.
The founder said a long time ago, get there before noon.
Yes. Now, we try and keep as many pies as we can. Like, there's a quota system. Like, the churches all bake pies.
Yeah.
All of the civic organizations bake pies. It's really a lot of pie.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will be, like, standing in line for this group's pie because they're a part of that church or whatever.
Yeah, and they want to support.
Right. But there might be pies right next door. So you need to just, like, don't come with an open mind.
Yes.
And there are rhubarb, and then some people do strawberry rhubarb, which is a good mix. But
I've already seen people posting about it on the Facebook page for the event. Like, you know, I've got my strawberry rhubarb jam, my strawberry rhubarb pie happening. So
there's
rhubarb, what does it taste like for people who've never tried it? My grandmother made rhubarb pie, so.
This is how it is, just cut off of the stem. Very, very tart.
Okay.
Very tart.
Can I try it?
Yeah, you sure can. Okay. I actually put it that way, cut very thin in a salad because it's acidic.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's really acid. So you can use it like tomatoes or lemony. I do too. Now, here is what I did with it this year. I made syrup, and the syrup is just rhubarb and sugar cooked down and then strained. And you can make cocktails, and you can make...
Which we are going to
Meeb
in, in our second half hour, because you made all these different foods
today. Yeah.
And we're going to go over that, because that has really a lot to do with the cook-off that happens on the second day.
But on the first day, you want to get there. There's crafts.
Yeah.
Thousands of craft
vendors.
There's all kinds of fair food, like lemon shake-ups.
Yes.
My fave. And then there's, funnel cakes and that corn, kettle corn.
And lots of local restaurants as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, make a weekend out of it.
Absolutely. We've got wonderful downtown Aledo has just transformed.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous now. And it has practically every storefront full. Mm-hmm. There's little boutique-y shops. There's everything.
Yeah. And there's live music.
All day long.
Stage.
All night long.
This is really a festival.
It is. It's a fun festival. Very family friendly. Bring a lawn chair, sit on. When you're tired of walking around, there's even a leaf.
Yes.
A big leaf contest.
Oh.
So you bring your biggest rhubarb leaf
and
you hold it up.
That's maybe one I could win. Okay. So we, like I said, Chef Steph is going to be back with us in our next half hour. We're going to try some of the foods. We're going to go over the categories. And she actually has a very big announcement for us.
I do.
So you're going to want to stick around because if you like watching this show, and let's just say if you've been watching it for a number of years, hint, you're going to want to hear the announcement. So, all right, so we'll see you in just a little bit.
All righty,
all right, still to come, you have a chance to see your company's boss belting it out on stage. Common Court is here to tell us about the upcoming Battle of the Bosses.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
Well, everybody has a hidden talent, don't they? And Common Court is ready to reveal some of the Quad Cities' most exciting of those hidden talents. Joining us today is Steve Ahrens from Common Court and Matt Schwind from Rule and Rule. You guys are here to talk about the Battle of the Bosses, so thanks for joining me today.
You bet. This is great.
Yes, this is great. I can't wait to talk all about this. This is, Steve, a brand new event there at Common Court. So kind of describe the thought process behind it.
Well, we're always thinking of, creative new ways to bring in, the community, reach out to the community, and much like Flavor Fest in the fall was a new event this year, Battle of the Bosses was conceived with the idea to invite folks that are sort of, music lovers, but maybe novices, maybe a little apprehensive to take the stage.
Yeah.
They certainly aren't ones who do it as their primary job.
Right.
But once, with a little coaxing, we were able to talk several into it to compete for what we're calling the golden microphone.
I love this idea. So these are people from different companies, businesses from around the Quad Cities, and they're doing essentially like a battle of the bands type of situation.
Exactly right.
So Matt, you guys are doing, so tell me about your band name, because there's several of you guys from Rule and Rule, correct?
Yeah, we have a ton of talented musical people in our company.
Nice.
I am not one of them.
I'm sure that's not true.
But because of being the boss, I would be the one that would play. So we're playing guitar and singing, and we have, I'm the manager of our Bettendorf branch mm-hmm. office, and we have the manager, Sally Atwell, who's the manager of our Davenport office, and Chris Beeson, who is our president.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are singing a John Mellencamp song.
We are, and it's Little Pink Houses.
Which,
for you
do
and
you guys
me.
Get it? Houses?
Get it?
Rule and Rule?
Yeah. Rock and Rule is our...
Rock and Rule
is our band name.
I think it's great. Okay, so you're going to be singing and playing guitar?
Well, that's the plan.
Okay, well, no, you're going to do it.
I am so scared about this.
Time.
It's like, I feel like I'm getting in the dunk tank or something, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know what?
I didn't think about bringing a dunk tank. That's another idea.
There's always next year,
that's right.
Steve.
That's right.
Okay, so roughly how many different businesses are involved?
So, we have six in this first year.
Okay.
And what will happen is everyone who purchased an admission ticket will have a ticket to vote, and then we will sell additional tickets. It's a fundraiser,
right.
So we'll sell. You know, you can vote more than once.
Yeah.
In this case, that's how we'll award the winner.
The winner.
Ultimately.
Oh my gosh, it's gonna be so exciting. Well, our general manager Sue Ramsett is part of this.
Yes,
I am so excited to
what
see.
What song is she singing?
I believe she's singing "Proud Mary,"
nice.
Which
CCR.
Is my nice. Go-to karaoke song.
Yes,
so
right.
Keep me in mind
nice.
Steve, for next year.
Exactly.
No, but before we let you go, we do want to talk about the programs that this event ultimately benefits,
absolutely.
And these are a lot of youth programs.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is our music education programming.
Awesome.
And so there are a variety that fall, you know, into that. We do the InTune music mentorship,
yes.
Where we go into at-risk populations, working with various after-school programs.
Yeah.
We have Let's Band Together with, you know, where it's instrument loan programming, River Currents, where we, I see that we're actually running some of our footage there. We have the acoustic music clubs where we use music. You know, music is so important in all of our lives. I think we kind of take it for granted, but, you know, most of us either are singing in the car or the shower or whatever.
And a lot of us grew up with music programming in our schools, and unfortunately we're seeing that be kind of one of the worst first things that are eliminated,
know? It's true.
So you guys are really stepping in.
Common Core, that is, we're trying to step in a variety of ways, but that is becoming increasingly a role that we're seeing and having to fill.
Well, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
We want to give everybody the info because you're going to want to go to Battle of the Bosses. It is Saturday, May 4th at the Redstone Room inside Common Cord. That's at 3rd and Main Streets in downtown Davenport. Tickets are available at commoncordqc.org. Steve and Matt, thank you so much.
Thank
Matt,
you.
Good luck.
Thank
good
you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
I hope to come and see what you guys got. We appreciate you coming today.
Yeah,
thank
you. Thank you very much.
Well, coming up next on Quad Cities Live, it was a huge party last year and promises to be even bigger this year. East Moline Main Street is here to talk about the Cinco de Mayo Taco and Margarita Festival. And later, we're back in the QCL kitchen with Chef Stephanie Godkey to talk more about the Alito Rhubarb Fest cook-off. She also has that big announcement to make. But first, we are looking at a stormy weekend. Chief Meteorologist Eric Maitland will break it all down for us in your First Alert forecast after the break. Well, celebrating Mexican culture in downtown East Moline, the second annual Cinco de Mayo Taco and Margarita Festival is just around the corner. And joining us today are Graciela Macias and Patricia Hansen from East Moline Main Street. You guys brought some yummy food and drinks, and that is to put it lightly. You guys brought all kinds of stuff. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us today, Morgan.
Yes, I'm excited to talk about the Tacos and Margarita Festival. This is the second year for the event. I remember we had you on last year, and it was right before the very first event, and you just kind of never know how things are going to go. Well, it went. Like, it really
it
went.
It really went.
You guys had thousands of people show up.
We created it, and they came.
Yes. So where did you first come up with the idea for this event?
It was all her.
Well, how did you think of that?
With East Moline Main Street, we look about creating opportunities for our local businesses in our downtown. This was an opportunity that was waiting to happen.
Yeah.
I presented it to the board, and we're always supporting each other in ideas and helping downtown, and they said go with it.
Yeah.
And here we are, year two, over 13,000 people interested in our event.
Yes.
100 vendors, 30 of them being food, drinks, and desserts. And this is just a little piece of what you will see there next Saturday.
Yes, you should have seen all the folks that came in today to just do the setup here in the studio and all the foods that they brought. So let's get to it and highlight some of these great businesses because not only is there food on the table and some margaritas on the table, but there's also some vendor items on the table that are absolutely beautiful. So where do you guys want to start?
Let me just start here.
Food vendors, we have Hacienda Mexican Grill. They'll be serving their bandera burrito. They have quesadillas. We also have Taqueria Anilu, who is now a brick and mortar in downtown East Moline. We're excited to have them downtown
awesome.
As well. We have a new vendor this year, Q Tacos.
Those are right here, and so they're like in these cups. This looks amazing and perfect to walk around with if you're at like a festival.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's instead of a walking taco, they're walking flautas.
I love that.
So, and then we have Tacos al Vapor. They have their quesabirria pizzas.
Yum. So I'm not gonna hold it up too far because we don't want to spill anything. But yes, it's the quesabirria pizzas. Mm-hmm. So this is also very easy to eat and order. And then you have more here in the middle.
Well, then we have the quesabirria tacos from Taqueria Roles. And then we can't have a taco and margarita festival without street tacos.
Yes.
One of our vendors is Miguel's Tacos. We have shrimp, pork, chicken, carne asada. So we're going to have a little bit of everything. We also have Venezuelan food. We have from different regions
yes.
of the country. So, and then we also have barbecue, pizza, you know, a little bit for everybody that day.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun event. You guys had roughly 5,000 people show up last year. Many more are expected to show up this year. Again, with the beautiful vendor items that you brought and that are sitting in the front of the table, the purses, the shoes, the hats, everything like that, this is a great way, Patricia, to highlight what folks are doing in East Moline.
Absolutely. We have such a diverse community in
yeah.
East Moline. So, they are lining up to be our vendors now, and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
We love the fact that they're happy to work with Wes, and we're thrilled to work with them. Besides the vendors, of course, we have the margarita slice.
Yes, we have to get to the margaritas because that's a huge part. It's in the title of this event.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, go through each flavor for me.
So, the margarita flights are sold by Main Street, so it's $10 for the flight. This is the original lime.
Okay.
The blue one is going to taste like an Almond Joy.
Nice.
This is lemon berry, and this one is a spicy, it's a little tajin, a little habanero.
I'm going to try that one.
So I think it's got your name on it.
And so these are what will come in the typical flight for folks that order
You can
it.
Get an all sweet flight, you can get an all Ooh. Spicy flight, or you can get a mix.
Oh, that is spicy. That is good.
Yeah.
People will love this. Because I feel like the spicy margaritas are really taking off, but they kind of just do like the rim, or maybe they muddle like a little bit of like a jalapeno in it.
Mm-hmm.
This is like really good, really spicy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, amazing. So there's gonna be entertainment as well. You can't really have a party without that, so lots of live music and things for the kids.
We have a variety of entertainment this year. We have from Rochelle, Illinois coming down, Los de la Vieja Estacion, and then we also have DJ Ortiz. He will be playing in between as well. We also have a dance competition.
Oh my gosh.
Then we're ending the night with a banda from Chicago. It's Banda Adaptivo 16, and they'll be starting from 5:30 to 8. We also have performances from Glenview Mariachi, and Streets Boxing will be performing as
that
well.
That is so super cool that you guys have this event just to celebrate everything that's going on in East Moline. So do we need to purchase tickets to this?
It is a free event.
You are kidding me.
Nope, free. Come on down.
A free event. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to come down and check out all right. of you guys are doing.
We also have a loop bus so you can park at John Deere Harvester Works or East Moline Glass, so the loop bus will bring you right to it so you don't have to fight with parking. I know that was an issue last year, so
okay.
we tried to solve it.
You obviously did. Awesome. Okay, well, the Cinco de Mayo Taco and Margarita Festival is May 4th from noon to 8 on 15th Avenue in East Moline. And to learn more about the event, search East Moline Main Street on Facebook. Graciela and Patricia, thank you so much for being here today. And
thank you
doing
so much for having us.
Yes, it's going to be a fabulous
yes.
event. Well, coming up after the break, we are back in the kitchen with Chef Stephanie Godke to learn more about the Alito Rhubarb Fest cook-off. We also have a big announcement you won't want to miss. That's next.
You're watching Quad Cities Live.
We are revisiting rhubarb now with a fun preview of the Aledo Rhubarb Fest happening June 7th and 8th. Chef Stephanie Godke is one of the festival organizers. She's one of the rhubarb cook-off judges. Steph, thanks for staying. Thanks for being here.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. I want everybody to come to the Rhubarb Festival.
Yeah, no, it's so good. We were just talking about it. I got to make it this year. It's going to be a blast. So typically there are a ton of entries for the cook-off.
Yes, and it's wonderful because we have all kinds of divisions, and we have the junior division, anybody 15 and under who likes to cook. We've got a division for you.
That's super cute and fun. I love that.
Oh, it is. And you know, some of the really, really good stuff we auction off at the end.
Yes.
And the judges, like Kyle Dickens.
Yeah. He's excited.
He's really a good judge. I mean, he knows good food.
Yeah.
So we have different categories.
Yes. So the first one is pies. So you know what? If you've had rhubarb before, you've probably had it in pie
form. Rhubarb pie. And you can make rhubarb with rhubarb strawberry. Last year we had rhubarb blueberry, rhubarb peach. People were getting really creative with it.
Is that what you have here?
That is a rhubarb cream bar.
Cream bar. So that's going to go in a different category.
That is going to be miscellaneous or baked goods.
Baked goods.
And you know, there's no problem because we've got the very lovely and popular Vicki Palmer and Dr. Palmer are the ones that get you registered. So they'll decide the right category for you.
You don't have to worry about that at all.
You bring it. We have a salad over there. That is strawberries, fresh rhubarb, just sliced, very thin and small.
Yeah.
And then we made a salad dressing here with strawberries, rhubarb, red wine vinegar.
I can try it?
Yeah, please do.
You have the recipe for this, too.
I do. It's very easy. And
oh, my goodness.
Isn't that amazing? It's so good. It's like people are used to
rice. They should bottle this. And
well, I just made it at home, so.
You should bottle this. That's great.
Okay, we'll think about it. Mm-hmm. But that would be in the miscellaneous category.
Okay, perfect.
Then we've got rhubique sauce. This is a barbecue sauce that rhubarb and tomatoes are very similar in the acid. So you can try the rhubique sauce, which would be a non-tomato barbecue sauce. And it's on pulled pork here.
Oh, my gosh. Did you make this one, too?
I did make this, yes.
This is why you're a judge. Be a clean sweep.
Well, that and, you know, chefing for 48 years is like
hitting.
You kind of get
okay,
used
so
to stuff.
What category would that be?
That will also be in the miscellaneous
category. Okay. I love that you guys do that. It's so beyond pies. There's also like a cake crumbles.
Yes, bake like a crumble, a coffee cake. You can bring all of that.
We had
people bring, this is rhubarb butter, which is just for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I mean, it's
you guys are feeding me today.
On a roll, on a biscuit, whatever. It's just not so sweet.
It's
got
perfect.
The more rhubarb taste.
Yeah, but you still have the rhubarb taste. You also have, there's a beverage category. You made beverages
today. And somebody brought us cocktails last year, which was very welcome.
Yeah.
I make a syrup out of, you just boil the rhubarb and strain it.
Okay.
And then that syrup is what you put in the cocktail with the, I used, of course, River Pilot Vodka because I work at Mississippi River Distillery.
Yes.
And then that is a rhubarb mule. So it is
ginger beer.
Vodka.
Oh, wow.
And rhubarb.
This is great.
It's fun, isn't it?
You should sell this at Mississippi River Distilling Company.
Well, Nathan's the brains of our outfit. I have 450 recipes for food on the website, but Nathan is the brains of the alcohol.
This is the most fun I've ever had at work is today. So there are several judges. You mentioned Kyle Dickens is one of them. Mm-hmm. You are one of them.
I am one of them.
We know David is one of them. Jake's husband is going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else from another local TV station. Andrew's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
There's also
a big surprise.
There's a mystery judge.
I am so pleased to be able to announce that my dear friend Paula Sands is going to be one of the judges.
I can't believe it.
I know. I'm so excited.
We had an audience right
now.
That's what.
Clapping.
Yes. Thanks, Gabby.
Yeah.
So everybody would be clapping. So she's going to come on down to Aledo
and be
judge.
One of the judges. And then we go on stage and we auction off all the winners to make money. So to keep the Rhubarb Festival free.
Yeah.
Like if you're winning pie number one, then it's going to be on the auction block and you should have your whole family there to bid on it for
you. Yeah, that's a huge part of it because like you said, it keeps it going every year. It keeps it fun.
Every year. And it's free. It's family friendly. They have cool merch.
Yeah, they do.
And I mean, when I come back next time, I'll bring a t-shirt. How's that sound?
I would love a t-shirt.
It's really a fun family day. If you're a runner, there's a rhubarb run.
Oh.
So you could leave Darby with me.
Yeah.
I'm not a runner.
You can babysit Darby.
Yeah.
I'll do a 5K.
And
then I'm going to drink rhubarb mules.
any all day. Through our pulled pork barbecue. There you go. Amazing. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming here today and bringing all of this food with you. You did an amazing job with it, and we're so excited that Paula's going to be a part of it this year.
I know.
Year,
so. Makes my heart so happy.
Okay, so cheers.
Cheers to
cheers
you.
Cheers to you. We've got the website there at the bottom of the screen, so if you want to learn more, just log on to AlitoRhubarbFest.com, and we are going to have this segment up on our website, KWQC.com, so just click the tab for Quad Cities Live. Again, Chef Steph, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. Well, still to come, Hello Burlington, our team, is getting ready to highlight everything wonderful about this Iowa River town. And Kyle Keel will be joining us live next on QCL. Coming up Monday on Quad Cities Live, a summer camp for kids and teens impacted by cancer. We'll get the details on Camp Genesis offered through Gilda's Club QC and a therapy group that wants to make a difference by advocating for mental health awareness and providing more mental health services in the QCA. We'll get to know Mad Therapy, that and much more Monday on QCL. Well, the TV6 News team is busy setting up in Burlington for our live Hello Burlington newscasts at 5 and 6 p.m. And our Kyle Keel is joining us live now. Kyle, you are at the historic Capitol Theater this afternoon.
Yeah, Morgan, we are here at the Capitol Theater that opened here in Burlington in the downtown area back in 1937. Unfortunately, it closed down in 1977 and was vacant for decades, but finally the town came together, renovated the building. It's a historic site and reopened in 2012. And now they've got the theater on the other side of the building. And where I'm standing is the Nightcap Listening Lounge. This opened earlier this year. This place seats about 50. You can see that there's a full bar here behind me. They have some food here as well. And this is all for entertainment. So local entertainers will come into the Listening Lounge and we'll serenade the people that are here, and maybe people come over after they see a show over at the theater. So a very beautiful building, and we're going to learn more about the history of the Capitol Theater here in Burlington, as well as share other stories from Burlington similar to what we've been doing all week long right here on TV6. So you can catch live reports from Sharon DeReek and Marsha Lenz. They'll be anchoring the 5 and 6 o'clock news here from the historic theater, and I'll be catching up with the Chamber of Commerce to tell you all the great things that are happening here in this wonderful town of Burlington right along the Mississippi River. So we are looking forward to Hello Burlington tonight on TV6 News at 5 and 6. Morgan, or actually, we're going to go to Eric now, Chief Meteorologist Eric Maitland. Burlington's one of the areas that we could be talking about some more scattered storms here later this evening, Eric.
Yeah, that's right. Much of the QCA, especially along and west of the Mississippi, will be first in line to get the next surge of storms. That's likely this evening, as you see in our forecast. Temperatures will probably hold steady, if not rise, overnight. We'll just say 58 to start the night, but by morning we could be in the 60s with winds gusting around 40 miles per hour. Some scattered evening storms. Some of those could be strong, otherwise partly cloudy and windy overnight as we look at our Saturday forecast. Yeah, nice to have 80 degrees. It's going to be warm, windy, and humid during the day with some strong storms possible as we finish off the evening and get into tomorrow night. Might be looking at more of a heavy rain threat. We'll just have to wait to see how that evolves. And on the 7-day forecast, well, another chance of severe storms on Sunday. Our first alert days will continue. And then next week, we start off mainly dry, highs in the 70s. And then we'll get another chance for some showers and storms Wednesday with some more rain likely on Thursday. Not what the farmers want to hear who have to get out of the fields because it's going to be muddy out there for quite some time.
Yeah, our temperatures really pop up too.
Yeah, they really do. At least that's nice.
Yeah, right? we'll welcome that. Okay, it is time now for our winds of the week. Eric, I'll just tell you right now, my wind pales in comparison to your very special wind. So let's start with you.
All right. Well, last week at this time, I was in Des Moines. And I'm happy to say that my son-in-law, Jared, graduated from the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy. I'm not going to give you any close-ups. He's not a really photo-happy guy. But, a class of over 40 graduates.
Great.
He was one of seven new Davenport, Iowa police officers, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
Oh,
he's a great
goodness.
Guy. And he was a Marine, went through academy with no trouble, and I think he'll make a great officer. I think it's something that's kind of in his blood.
Congrats to him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very happy. And another thing I want to say on that trip to Des Moines, way back in the middle 1980s, Eric was a little weather intern and in Phoenix, Arizona at the NBC affiliate. And one of the weather people there that was key in getting me on the air and starting my career, his name is Dick Layton. Him and his lovely wife, Julie, after all these years, ended up living in the Des Moines area, actually near Winterset. And every now and then, when I get out to Central Iowa, I get to visit them, and we get to rehash a lot of old memories and make a lot of good new memories.
That's amazing. Okay, so those are amazing wins of the week. So remember when you were telling me you scored the cat bed from Aldi.
Yep.
I got one not from Aldi because it wasn't there anymore, but I got one from my dog Winnie, who is totally bonkers, wild dog. She never sits still. Well, I put it on the chair in front of the window, it is her absolute new favorite spot. There she is with the perfect posture.
That looks soft.
Winifred. It's very, very soft. And so, yeah, my win of the week is that my crazy, wild, bonkers dog, who is almost 3 years old, and I don't think she's ever going to get rid of the puppy energy, she has found a spot to be calm.
Found a mellow spot.
She found a mellow spot in my house.
I was going to say, you get about three of those and link them together, I might be over to take a nap.
Yeah, super cool. And I will say, I didn't know what to do for my win of the week, and then we had all the food from Chef Steph. We had the East Moline Main Street group come here and bring us all of that amazing food. My win of the week is the taco that I am about to eat after this show is over.
Bon appetit.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for watching Quad Cities Live. Your news at 4 is up next. Go to town.